With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. President Donald Trump met with oil executives at the White House Friday in hopes of securing $100 billion in investments to revive Venezuela's ability to fully tap into its expansive reserves of petroleum. North Carolina could lose nearly $50 million in federal funding if the state does not revoke commercial driver's licenses from immigrants who aren't qualified to hold them. This after an audit by the U.S. Department of Transportation. Chrysler parent Stellantis will stop selling plug-in hybrid versions of the Jeep Wrangler, Grand Cherokee, and the Chrysler Pacifica minivan in the United States as it navigates soft demand and shifts its North American electrification strategy. The United States, which played a major role in ending the border clashes last year between Thailand and Cambodia, will be providing $45 million in aid packages to the two Southeast Asian countries to help ensure regional stability and prosperity. That's according to the State Department. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.